Okay, were you born in Kemah?
I was born in Sublet.
Sublet, Wyoming?
Yes.
Okay.
That's about 15 miles north.
When did you move to Kemah?
What did I do?
When did you move to Kemah?
In 1931.
And you lived here since then?
Yeah.
Where were your parents born?
My parents come from Italy.
Did they also live in Kemah?
Yes. Not well. See, my dad got killed when I was just 18 months old. He got killed in Kemah. And we moved to there when they closed the Sublet mine down.
Okay, how many children are in your family?
Three. Two girls and a boy.
Are you the...
I'm the youngest.
Youngest? How long have you lived in Kemah?
60 years.
What kind of work was there when you were growing, when you come to Kemah?
I always worked around the mines.
Can you tell me a little bit about the mines and that?
Well, see, I started on the tip of the Sublet. And then, when they closed that mine down, well, I helped take the rails out of Sublet mine. Then I moved to Frontier, and then I got a job in Gomer mine. And I worked outside making these little dummies and unloading the rock the first few years, and then I got a job down the hall. I went down there because it paid a dollar more than it did outside. Outside I was getting $3.48. Went down the mine and got $5.72. And in 1934, I got a broken leg. A fellow went over me with a trip when I was loading. I got loading that. I got over that pretty good. And in 1936, I got a broken back. The rock fell on me and crushed two of my vertebrae. I was off work for about 14 months there. Oh, then 1940, I left and went and took a welding class. But in the mine, I did everything. Run more, shovel coal. And then I thought I'd go try something different. I went to welding class at Laramie. Well, I come back and they, put me on the tipple, and must have worked there a couple of weeks, and I got a job in the shop. Well, through this welding job, then I went down all these mines. I used to go down Gomer mine, fix pan lines and pumps, and any different thing that happened to break down. Same thing with Susie mine. And then we, John Bertolt and I, we put up a tipple out here they called Radiant. That was between Brilliant and Joel Oakley mine was in there. So we put a tipple up there, just all out of wood. And this mine must have worked about 5-6 years. But it had awful bad roof, so we closed it down. And then after that, I'd go to Brilliant. Anytime you needed something in Brilliant number 8, there we took care of all the machinery, took care of the tipple. Anything broke down, we had a fix. When they pulled Brilliant, 1964, they closed Brilliant, and we moved over here to Elko. Elko, well, I helped two of us. We took down this Conroy tipple over here and got the steel from that, and we rebuilt the Elko Temple. Well, that went on for quite a few years putting that together. And then 1951, they started to strip this Elko over here. They made the strip mine that's there now. And they used to haul the coal down with the truck. About all we done there is just take care of the machinery at the mine. But I worked in Sublet, I worked in Gomer Mine, I worked in Brilliant, I worked in Radiant, and I worked in Alpha. The only mine I never did work was in Frontier, and that one was closed down before I ever started. That mine blew up. It had an explosion in 1923. It killed 99 men. And Sublet exploded also, but it was 1924 and it killed 39 men. That was on an idle day. Like all these mines, see, they all started out with just shooting coal like on the solid without cutting. Then when they progressed, they start using cutting machines and they cut the coal. Then you shoot it down, it was a lot easier than when you were shooting it, molding it the other way. I don't know much else I can tell you.
So the Elko was the last one you worked in?
The Elko was the last one I worked in. The Elko, we worked underground there before they stripped it. And it was 90 foot high. You could go in there with a spotlight lamp. You know, you couldn't even see the roof. It was that high, the coal was that high. You know, a little piece like this come loose and hit you, break your arm, you know. Fell alongside of us there. And was awful sorry. A little piece of coal come from the roof, hit him on the hand, broke his wrist. That's a long ways down. See, like all these mines, they'd have a fire boss. He'd come inspect the mine first thing in the morning before the men could go down. Then you had a shift boss, you'd do one for each shift, you'd push your wife. Then you had a mine foreman. Then over the mine foreman, you had a superintendent. That was the old commander. All of these mines had about the same rule. There was a lot of difference in these mines. It took like Gomer Mine, it had a lot of methane gas. Like, you know, here in Elko mine don't have any. He's even underground. That part made it safe. All the rest of these mines are all blessed mines. Them couple explosions caused me, yeah.
What kind of work did your parents do?
Like I say, my dad was a coal miner. And then my mother did not have a relationship with him.
How'd you like Wyoming?
Oh, I must like it.
Yeah.
I've been here all my life. I worked 46 years in this coal mine.
Do you like the weather here? You know, Matt?
Oh, I guess it just born into it. Yeah, for one part, I like the fishing, huh? So that's probably what helps keep me here.
Yeah, a lot of fishing and hunting. When you first come to Cameron, what kind of stores were here?
Well, the store like had Frenier, they had a store where you could buy anything. Like a hardware store. Had groceries and butcher shop and everything was all combined. That one store. And down here in town, this triangle, there was three or four stores around the triangle.
So the triangle's been there forever?
Yeah, been there ever since I was down.
Yeah. Did you hunt a lot?
What do you mean?
Did you go hunting a lot, like deer and?
Oh yeah, I did, except for this year, because my wife was sick and like that. I have every other year.
Huh? Did your brothers and sisters go hunting a lot too?
No. Tim. My sister, one lives in Green River and the other lives in Pearl River.
So they never hunted much?
No, they never.
It was just you. How old were you when you went on your first hunting trip?
The first hunting trip? You could buy a license when you were 12 years old, and I've bought a license ever since.
And you've hunted every year since then. When you were growing up in that, how was dating? What was it like? Was there a certain age before you could go on a date?
Well, I never did date too early, I know that. I was probably about 18 first time.
So, but there was no certain age?
No.
What kind of things did you guys do on a date? Just
movies, about all you do.
Movies.
Half, well, 90% of the kids never even had a car. Do much dating.
Where'd you go to high school at?
Well, I'd done is went to ninth grade. I was a sublet. They had first to the ninth. And my folks didn't have the money to send me from sublet to Kemmerer, so I started working when I was 15.
At a mine?
Yeah.
And you've been there ever since? When did you retire?
I retired in 74.
What kind of things did they teach in high school, just like they do now?
Oh, yeah. Life, I know in ninth grade we had algebra and history. Well, it was just about, I think, first grade was just, first ninth grade was just the same as today. We used to have three classes in the room. We just had many kids.
Huh.
We first, second, and third in one room, and six, seven, eight.
Huh. Why'd they only go to the ninth grade?
Well, if you wanted more, you had to come to Kemmerer. I don't know why, but. I was going to take, well, I couldn't get a job, so I was pretty small. So I started going to ninth grade, and I was going to take it two times. And I only went about 2 months, and then I got a job on the tip with the mine, so then I quit and went to work.
Were you ever in the Army or anything like that?
Any what?
Army. Or anything? Or any of your sisters? Your first job was working in the mines.
It was outside on the tip.
And what were you, like, what were the things you had to do?
Well, on tipples, they bring the coal off.
Right.
And then there they screened it, and you had different jobs. Some places you just slate picker, you know. And then after you worked there a little while, you would get on to something else like loading coal, you know, loading railroad cars. You loaded slack, you loaded nut coal, lump coal. You worked right on up as long as you worked there. But the pay was about the same for all of it. It was a little bit different on the guy that loaded lump coal. He got 50 cents a day more than the other guy. That was pretty small.
So what were you doing when you retired?
What have I been doing?
Yeah.
Just spending time out in the mountains.
Relax. And you live in Frontier?
Yes.
Were you around during the Depression?
Was I what?
Around during the Depression?
Yes.
What was it like?
It was tough. You worked about one day a week. Sometimes you didn't work that much. Of course, if you worked at the mine, you worked 3 days, you'd get $18. So the other 3 days, we'd get an unemployment check and they'd give us $18. So $18, buy over the groceries then, but a lot of times you work nothing in 1 month. It was pretty tough. Everything was cheap, but you didn't have the money to buy nothing.
How long did that last?
Oh, it must have went to about 44, 45, when all the people left to go up to war. Army. Then it picked up a little bit because they needed the coal. But, I never went to service because I had injured my back, so they had put me in 4F. So I never went to service. But then, like, you know, in them days, pretty tough. A lot of the young fellows, they went to CCs, and it was public works too. They put on a lot of people, you know. All you really done is about a dollar a day, and then they give you a little sack of food. A lot of them live that way. But after about 46, then it started picking up pretty good.
So the big job during the Depression were the coal, was the coal mine?
Yeah, that's the only thing I ever did.
What, and you retired in 74?
Yes.
How old are you?
No,
yeah.
79.
So you've been retired for 5 years?
Yeah, I had heart surgery. After that, I haven't done too much.
Well, that covers it, so thank you.
I worked right up. The only thing I never worked was the fire boss, because I didn't want the job of having to work over somebody else.
What was the fire boss? Just to like look for fires and that?
No, they call him fire boss because he's the guy who carries the safety lamp. And he comes around, checks the place for gas. And then after he clears the place, then you're told that you're going to go to work. And he'd go in the mine about 2 hours before the rest of the people.
Pretty dangerous job then, fire boss.
Well, yeah. You run the mine by yourself. You know. before the other shifts come on. Our boss and the next guy, the boss of who's the shop farmer. The boss of that one crew, you know, tells you what to do. We never had nothing. All we ever done with these kids, summertime, was like, we kick the can, hike, we'll see. Wintertime, like Sublet, boy, a lot of kids were really good skiers, too. And they didn't have the equipment like they got today, you know. But I know the ocean was real good. Boy, the snow, you know. At Sublet, from September till May, you'd never get out of town. They'd have to bring all the food and stuff up by the railroad.
Because of the snow?
Yeah. We got a lot of snow. Nothing like they got now.
When did they get their first theater here?
The first one?
Theater.
Years back. It was solid movie, and then they finally came in with the talking, you know. But like Sublet, they used to have a movie once a week, but it was solid, and they used to have it just in the Union Hall. Two bits. The disappearing camera at Fox Theater was the first one. Not probably was about 39 before the first talking, anyhow. Talking.
Huh. Well, John.